This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Louisiana's higher education leaders recently boosted the goals of post-secondary education in the state. By 2030, they want 60% of Louisiana's adults to have earned some sort of college degree or certificate. To hit that target, the state's colleges and universities will need to double the number of credentials awarded each year. Here to talk about how that happens is Jim Henderson, president of the University of Louisiana System. Thanks for speaking with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. What an exciting thing to talk about, right?
So last year, about 40,000 credentials were awarded to students in Louisiana. To reach this 60% goal, the colleges and universities are going to need to about double that number to 85,000. What tools do universities in Louisiana need in order to achieve that target?
You know, we have one of the nation's most effective financial aid packages out there in the form of TOPS. But TOPS works for traditional students. If we serve every traditional student available to us, we won't come close to this number. So I do think it's time that we look at ways to incentivize adults to come back. And when you think about working adults, that could come in the form of tax incentives for employers to do tuition reimbursements. The finance piece is part of it. The most important part is that we eliminate all of the bureaucratic barriers that sometimes keep students from coming back. If you think about a working adult, you say, you know what, I've got to do something better for myself. I want to go back to college. And one of the first questions you're asked is, provide your immunization records. I'm 50 years old. I don't have a clue where my immunization records are. And while it's a simple thing to overcome, I don't have the time to figure out how to overcome it. Well, we have coaches with Compete Louisiana that overcome all of those things for you, that are the concierge to ensure that the process doesn't get in the way of the outcome. And the outcome is the ability to compete in this 21st century economy.
And when we talk about the 40,000 credentials that are currently being awarded each year, we're talking about a bachelor's degree, an associate's degree, but even a trade certificate of some sort, correct?
Credentials of value. And community college system has been fantastic in developing industry-based certifications that work well, especially for non-traditional students. All of those are valuable in the marketplace. They're the certificates and the competencies associated with those certificates that employers are telling us that they need.
So about 44% of working adults in Louisiana currently have a college degree or a certificate. That's below the national average. Where are the holes in the current higher education system in the state that this new plan is attempting to address?
You know, I don't know if it's holes in our system. I think what it is, it's a legacy. When you have an economy that's been based in agriculture and energy, for a long time in those industries, if you had a very strong work ethic, you could be successful. But even those industries have been impacted by technology, and they're demanding a more educated, more qualified workforce than ever before.
The new plan focuses on graduating more minority students. Louisiana, compared to other states, struggles to graduate African-American students from colleges. How do universities start addressing that gap?
Well, it's about creating inclusive environments. That hadn't always been the case in Louisiana. You know, we in the last 5-10 years, settling desegregation lawsuits still in Louisiana. And that history is something that we can't run from. But we got to be forward-looking and say, okay, how do we create an environment where we can close those traditional equity gaps and focus on preparing all Louisianans for this immense opportunity that comes with the future of work?
Jim Henderson, president of the University of Louisiana System, thanks for your time.
Hey, Wallace, thank you very much.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.